esos aplausos para el Señor.
Dice, oh, the applause were for the Lord.
Amen. Él es el que lo merece porque por él estamos aquí.
He's the one who deserves it because we're here because of him.
Cualquier cosa que pudiéramos hacer es porque él le pareció que pudiéramos hacer.
Whatever thing we can do is because God chose you to be able to do those things.
Saludo de nuevo a todos ustedes.
Greetings to all of you.
Quiero invitarlo de inmediato para que abran su Biblia, va a ser leída por traductor, en el Salmo número 40, versículo 1 al 3.
I'd like to invite you to open your Bibles in Psalm 40, 1 through 3. Psalm chapter 40, he says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on the rock. He gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord.
Amén. Ya hemos orado, ustedes han orado al Señor para que este mensaje pueda llegar con facilidad a todos ustedes.
We have prayed to God so that this message can get to you with clarity.
Ya también lo habíamos hecho para que sea el Señor que transfiera este mensaje a la vida de cada uno.
I have also prayed so that it be God who will transfer this message into each and every one of your life.
Este día yo quiero hablar a ustedes sobre los beneficios que hay si aprendemos a esperar en Dios.
Today I would like to talk to you about the benefits that are there if you learn to trust in the Lord.
Es importante que usted este día esté bien atento porque los beneficios son inmensos si usted puede aprender a esperar en Dios.
It is important that you and I really pay close attention because there are so many benefits if we truly indeed learn how to wait on the Lord.
De igual manera, las pérdidas son grandes si usted no aprende a esperar en el Señor.
Likewise, the loss is going to be severe if you do not learn how to wait on the Lord.
Por eso vamos a tratar esta mañana con la ayuda de Dios que usted pueda entender estas cosas.
That's why with God's help, we're going to deal with this thing this morning.
¿Qué es esperar en Dios según algunas traducciones alguna, o algunas definiciones que hay en los libros?
What does it mean to wait on the Lord based on some definitions or translation from other books?
Yo después de haber exprimido muchas de las escrituras, he sacado mi propia definición.
After reading a lot from the scriptures, I have come up with my own conclusions into what it means to wait on the Lord.
Y defino lo siguiente, esperar en Dios es la capacidad dada al cristiano a través del Espíritu Santo.
And the definition he says that waiting on God is
dada por el Espíritu Santo.
It's the capacity given by the Holy Spirit to the Christian
que le permite confiar plenamente en que lo que Dios dice se ha de cumplir.
That allows him to trust plainly to believe what the Lord has said.
De manera que es importante que usted comprenda esto. So, vamos a repetir esta idea.
So it's very important that you understand that. We're going to repeat it so that you get it.
Esperar en Dios es la capacidad dada por el Espíritu Santo al cristiano.
To wait on God is the capability given by the Holy Spirit to the Christian.
Que le permite confiar plenamente.
That allows you to truly trust.
En que lo que Dios ha dicho se ha de cumplir.
And to really trust that what God has said will come to fruition.
Esa es una de las definiciones.
That's one of the definitions.
Otra definición que he sacado es la siguiente.
Another definition that I have withdrawn from my studies is this one.
Esperar yo defino la palabra esperar como el proceso a través del cual la fe llega a su máxima expresión.
Okay. He defines waiting like the process in which your faith will come to its final maturity.
De manera que usted, si para poder tener, para poder verse la fe en usted.
So for people to see faith in you,
te necesita esperar.
You might have to wait on the Lord.
Por eso es que la fe es el proceso a través del cual.
That's why faith is the process by which
la fe llega a su máxima expresión.
It comes to the maximal expression.
Vamos a chequear algunos hechos en la historia bíblica.
We're going to check out some facts from the Bible.
Tenemos el caso de David.
You and I are familiar with King David.
Ya ustedes conocen la grandeza, su poder y capacidad que tuvo.
You know what his accomplishment, the greatness that he had.
Pero es importante saber cómo comenzó eso.
Well, you need to understand how everything started in his life.
David fue ungido como rey de Israel cuando Saúl comenzó a fallar.
David was anointed as king of Israel when King Saul began to fail.
Era un joven apenas tal vez de unos 15 a 17 años.
And David was a young man, perhaps 15 to 17 years old.
Por lo que entendemos que David sabía lo que se estaba haciendo con el caso de la unción como rey.
So David, he knew exactly what was happening by Samuel coming to anoint him.
Pero David no se llenó de gloria porque hicieran eso a él.
So David did not let the anointing get in his head and brag about, oh, I'm getting anointed.
Entendía que siempre la gloria debe ser dada a Dios.
He understood that the glory will always be given to the Lord.
Por eso David vuelve a cuidar las ovejas a pesar de ser ungido como rey.
So that's why you see David, that he went back to the sheep even after he was anointed king.
Él entendió, yo he sido ungido como rey, pero en mi tiempo no ha llegado todavía.
He understood that even though he was being anointed as king, his time has not yet come.
Por tanto, debo esperar mi tiempo.
Therefore, I must wait my time.
Estuvo tranquilo sirviendo al papá a pesar de que hicieron eso con él.
So he was serving his dad even though he was anointed. He knew his time has not yet come.
Yo conozco un amigo de nosotros que tiene un hijo que fue que está practicando en la escuela de béisbol.
I know a friend of ours has a son and he's practicing at the baseball academy.
En la práctica ya lo trajeron a Estados Unidos a un juego de práctica.
So he's in the minor league and he was brought here to the United States already to practice.
Pero ya no cabe en la casa. Está lleno de orgullo.
Let me see how I translate that one. He doesn't fit in the house anymore because he's filled with ego. Yeah. Too much pride. He's filled with so much pride. Thank you.
Ya la mamá no le puede dar orden, ¿eh?
Now, the mother cannot tell him what to do now. His brother, he's like, oh, you guys are in a different level. You're down now.
Y solo está practicando.
He's only practicing baseball.
Sin embargo, David, aún siendo ungido como rey para Israel.
But David, even though he was anointed as king over Israel,
se mantuvo humilde y sirviendo al padre.
He kept himself humble and serving his dad.
Él estaba cuidando las ovejas cuando fue llamado para ir a tocar para Saúl.
He was taking care of the sheep when Saul called upon David to come and play for him.
Y él estaba cuidando las ovejas cuando fue enviado por su padre a llevar comidas a los hermanos que estaban en la guerra con Saúl.
He was also taking care of the sheep when he was told by his dad to take food to his brothers who were in the army of Israel.
Y en ese caso, él logra matar al gigante Goliat y eso no lo llevó a él al orgullo.
Even though he was able, the only one who was able to kill Goliath, he did not let that get to his head with pride.
Él entendió, aunque estoy comiendo de la nevera de la casa de Saúl y estoy en la habitación con Saúl tocando para él, todo esto se lo debo a Dios.
He understood that even though I'm eating out of the refrigerator of King Saul, and even though I'm taking care of his house and playing for him, all this I owe it to the Lord.
Quiero que ustedes vean que realmente el orgullo no es buen consejero para lo que esperan en Dios.
You need to understand that pride is not a very good advice for those who wait on the Lord.
El orgullo es un tremendo enemigo.
It's an enemy.
Para la gente que tienen el propósito de esperar en Dios y el orgullo lo visita, tienen que desechar.
People that are waiting on the Lord, when pride comes, you have to reject it. It's an enemy of you.
Porque el orgullo lo lleva al fracaso.
Because pride will take you to failure.
Mas sin embargo, la humildad de David lo llevó a tener grandes éxitos.
However, humility, and we see that in David, brought him great success.
Otra cosa que los que esperan en el Señor tienen que revisar bien las escrituras a ver qué es lo que dice.
Another thing too, those who wait on the Lord have to really examine the scripture to really find out what it says.
Porque si no conoce las escrituras, la ordenanza de Dios, es difícil esperar en Dios.
Because if you don't know what scripture says, what the Lord is saying, it will really be hard for you to wait on the Lord because you don't know what he's saying.
David se vio en la profundidad, a pesar de haber hecho tanto bien, Saúl quería matarlo.
You know what happened to David, even though he did so many good things, King Saul wanted to kill him at one time.
Cuando tú oyes que dice la palabra que pacientemente esperé en el Señor y se inclinó a mí.
When you see what the word says, that patiently I wait on the Lord.
Y me hizo sacar del pozo de la desesperación.
He lifted me out of the slimy pit.
Aunque estaba desesperado y atacado por Saúl, él seguía esperando en Dios.
Even though I was desperate and I was being attacked by Saul, David continued to wait on the Lord.
Y no hizo nada que molestara al Señor.
And David did not do anything during that time that would be bothersome to the Lord, to God.
Recordamos que le dijo el Señor a Josué que debe sujetarse a las escrituras para que todo te salga bien.
We remember what Yahweh, the Lord, told Joshua that you need to keep this book of the law. Do not depart from it so that everything will go well with you.
Por eso David no mató a Saúl teniendo la oportunidad de hacerlo en la cueva de Engadi cuando estaba huyendo de Saúl.
This is one of the reasons why King David did not kill Saul even though he had the chance to do it when he was hiding in a cave.
Yo cuido, dice David, de hacer toda la cosa que Dios dice, y por eso él dice que yo no debo extender mi mano contra el ungido de Jehová.
David was so big about doing exactly what the Lord said, and he understood that the Lord said, do not lift up your hand against the anointed one.
Mismo Saúl dijo, ¿quién dejará ir al enemigo si se lo pone Dios en su mano?
Saul, in other words, what he said was, if God placed the enemy in my hands, I'm going to take care of that.
Pero David sí pudo detenerse y no actuar con su propia mano porque entendía que eso le tocaba a Dios.
But David, on the other hand, even though the enemy was presented right there, the opportunity to take care of the enemy, to get rid of the enemy, he did not lift up his hands because he understood he was the king of Israel and God anointed him, and so I would not lift my hands against the anointed one of the Lord.
Creo que David llegó a ver, podemos ver la fe de David a su máxima expresión, que estuvo ahí esperando y esperando a ver lo que Dios iba a hacer a favor de él.
You can see David's faith to the maximal expression because he was waiting and waiting on the Lord to see what the Lord will unfold in his own life.
Lo que esperan en el Señor no se fijan en lo que han recibido para poner la vista en lo que tienen.
Those who wait on the Lord don't just pay attention to what they have received,
sino que miran al Señor, que es el dador de las cosas y el poder que pueden tener.
But they looked at the one who has given them those things they have.
Yo creo que David es un ejemplo para pensar mucho en Abraham.
I believe David is a great example also to think about Abraham.
Abraham tenía todo el poder, la fuerza, la capacidad, y Dios le concede tener un hijo.
Abraham, you're familiar with the story. He had a lot. He was a wealthy man. And the Lord granted him to have a son in his old age.
Y ahora Dios dice que debe entregarlo.
And then the Lord said to him, now you gotta sacrifice your son to me.
Abraham pensó.
Abraham thought.
Dios me lo ha dado.
The Lord has given him to me.
Yo no debo poner la vista en lo que me ha dado.
I should not just be focused on what God has given me, but I must be fix my eyes on the one who has given me those things.
A veces nosotros caemos en grandes problemas.
Sometimes we get into a lot of trouble.
Nos dan una oportunidad y pensamos que Dios nos llamó para dirigir tal vez la iglesia.
We are given an opportunity. Perhaps we think or we believe God has called us to lead a church.
Pero no sabemos esperar el momento.
But we don't know how to wait for the moment.
David sí supo esperar.
David knew how to wait.
Sabiendo que era escogido como rey de Israel, no deseaba ni siquiera la muerte de Saúl.
Even though he was chosen to be the king of Israel, he did not even wish for the death of Saul.
Tuvo que huir muchísimos días con su gente que le acompañaban.
He became a fugitive. He had to flee from Saul because Saul wanted to kill him.
Se vio rodeado de la muerte misma.
He was surrounded by death.
Pero él sabía que Dios tenía un lugar para él.
But he knew that God had a place for him.
Porque Dios lo había escogido para que fuera rey.
Because God had chosen him to be king.
Era alguien que Dios dijo, es conforme a mi corazón.
Because God himself said, he's a man after my own heart.
Mas sin embargo, en medio de toda esa esperanza que tenía, el proceso había que vivirlo.
However, even though all that hope and dreams that perhaps he had to go through the process.
Y ahora tiene que correr de alguien que él no quiere matar.
And now he rather flee from the one, from this man, because he didn't want to kill him. So he rather just flee.
¿No se parece eso a compararlo como usted estar en el pozo de la desesperación?
Doesn't that look like you yourself being in the pit of desperation?
Cuando usted está huyendo de alguien que no quiere matar.
When you are running away from somebody because you don't want to hurt that person.
Usted entiende que para defenderse de alguien lo más correcto es matarlo.
Sometimes you come to the understanding that in order for you to defend yourself of that particular individual, you have to kill him.
Mas sin embargo, él está huyendo de alguien que entiende que si lo mata, que lo mate Dios, pero no él.
So David is running away from this man because he understands, I'm not going to lay my hands on him. God's going to deal with that person. If God wants him dead, God will kill him.
Por eso, años después le escribe diciendo que el Señor le puso su pie sobre piedra y afirmó su paso.
And many years after that incident, David writes, and he said that the Lord put his feet on the rock and that he straightened his path.
Si aprendemos a esperar en Dios, los resultados serán maravillosos.
If we learn how to wait on the Lord, the results will be great.
Porque vamos a tener la oportunidad que los enemigos que usted pueda tener tengan que venir años después arrodillados a su pie.
Because you're going to have the opportunity that the enemies that you have had, eventually they might have to come bow down at your feet.
David vio a los enemigos que lo maldijeron en una ocasión.
David saw the enemies that cursed him at one time.
Como el caso de Simei que vino que lo maldecía grandemente.
Like this man that really cursed him.
Vino más tarde a pedirle disculpa y a ponerse a su disposición.
So later on he came, he bowed down before David, asking for an apology from him.
Mantengamos la firmeza de poder esperar y confiar que lo que Dios ha dicho sobre tu vida va a acontecer.
We gotta trust in the Lord that what He has said about your life, it will eventually come to pass.
Eso debe animarnos, ¿verdad?
We should be encouraged by that.
Saber que lo que Dios ha dicho sobre nosotros se va a cumplir.
To know that what God has said about us will come to pass because it was He who said it.
Lo que hizo Dios con Abraham en ese tiempo también, dice la palabra de Jesucristo, es el mismo ayer, hoy y por los siglos.
And what God did with Abraham, just like the word says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever.
Así que si usted llega a poder confiar plenamente en lo que Dios ha dicho y sigue firme, caminando firmemente, va a ver la gloria de Dios en su vida.
So if you continue firmly to wait on the Lord, walking through the whole process, eventually you come to that point that you're going to see the glory of God at the end of the road.
Pero aguante y pase el proceso que tiene que pasar.
But you have to wait and go through the process that you had to go through.
Tal vez el proceso en que está ahora puede ser falta de dinero.
Maybe you're going through a process right now, and perhaps it's like you're lacking money, funds.
Puede ser que sea también problema en la familia.
Perhaps you're having issues in your family.
Puede ser que sea problema en el trabajo donde está.
Or perhaps it's work, perhaps it's issues at work.
Pero donde quiera que tú te encuentres, si tú estás siendo fiel a Dios.
But it doesn't matter wherever you are, if you're being faithful to God.
Si estás siendo fiel a Dios, Dios sabe que tú estás ahí.
If you're being faithful to God, he knows that you're going through that process.
Y lo que tiene que hacer, él lo hará a favor tuyo.
And what he needs to do, he will do it in your favor.
No importa quién te esté pisoteando en este momento.
It doesn't matter who's stepping on your toes at this moment.
Porque a lo que Dios llama, él le garantiza protección y provisión.
Because those who God calls, he guarantees provision and protection.
Y eso lo ha pensado Dios que te tiene a ti en su cuerpo.
And he already thought about that when he looks at you.
Solo necesita descubrir lo que están ahí en la escritura.
You just got to continue finding out all those promises he has in the scripture.
Beneficios inmensos.
Benefits, great benefits.
Cuando la fuerza tuya se están acabando.
When you don't have any more strength.
Están comenzando la fuerza de Dios.
God's power just beginning.
Citando a Isaías 40, versículo 31.
And Isaiah 40, 31.
Dice que los que esperan en el Señor tendrán nueva fuerza.
Said those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength.
Como las águilas.
They will soar on wings like eagles.
Correrán y no se cansarán.
They will run and not get tired.
De manera que hay seguridad para los que esperan en el Señor.
So you see, there is security for those who wait on the Lord.
Tiempo vendrá a tu defensa.
He, in his time, will come for you, for your protection. He did it with David.
Lo hizo con Abraham.
He did it with Abraham.
Lo hizo con Daniel.
He did it with Daniel.
Él también quiere hacerlo contigo.
And he wants to do it with you.
Lo que esperan en el Señor. Lo que esperan en el Señor tendrán nueva fuerza.
Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength.
Eso indica que tú puedes invertir toda la fuerza que tú tienes.
That means that you can invest all the might, all the strength that you have.
Tú puedes invertir toda la capacidad que tienes en la obra de Dios.
You perhaps want to invest all the capacity that you have in the work for the work of the Lord.
Puede ser que nadie quiera ni siquiera agradarse en lo que tú dices.
Perhaps it might be that nobody really likes what you have to say.
Pero sigue andando.
But keep on walking.
Porque él está contigo.
Because he is with you.
Y te dará fuerza.
And he will give you the strength.
Cuando la tuya se gaste.
When you don't have any more.
La Biblia dice tendrá nueva fuerza.
The Bible says you will renew your strength.
Eso indica que la fuerza mía pueden agotarse.
That's telling me that my own strength might diminish.
Haciendo lo correcto.
Perhaps I'm doing the right thing.
Entonces Dios comenzará a darte fuerza cuando se acabe la tuya.
And then the Lord will continue to provide the strength when you don't have any more left.
Así que si ya tú estás formando parte del cuerpo de Cristo, que es su iglesia.
And if you are already a part of the member of the body of Christ, which is his church.
No temas ni desmayes, como le dijo Dios a Josué.
Do not fear, do not dismay.
Porque yo estaré contigo.
Because I am with you.
Así dice la palabra del Señor.
This is what the word of God says.
De manera que cuando nosotros vemos que la fe es el esperar en Dios es el proceso a través del cual la fe llega a su máxima expresión.
So when we learn that waiting on the Lord is the process by which faith gets into the maximum strength.
Es decir que la fe tuya no va a verse si tú no esperas.
We're talking about that people will not see your faith displayed if you don't wait.
A mí me gusta mucho un hombre en el Nuevo Testamento citado por el Evangelio de Lucas.
I'm really fascinated by this man in the Gospel of Luke.
Jairo, en el capítulo 8, versículo 43 en adelante del Evangelio de Lucas.
Jairus, chapter 8.
Él viene a visitar a Jesús.
He came to visit Jesus.
Y le dice a Jesús que su hija está a punto de morir.
And he told Jesus, my daughter is about to die.
Y Jesús le dice, está bien, yo voy contigo.
Jesus said, okay, I'm coming with you.
Pero como el Señor Jesús atendía a toda la gente, vino una situación cuando va saliendo para la casa de Jairo.
But we know that since Jesus took care of those people who came for him, there was a situation as Jesus is about to go with Jairus to his house.
Una mujer enferma que llevaba 12 años padeciendo de flujo de sangre.
There was a woman who had 12 years suffering from bleeding.
Había pensado siempre ella, cuando yo llegue donde está Jesús, le voy a contar toda mi historia.
She perhaps thought, when I get to where Jesus is, I'd be able to tell him my story.
Pero no tuvo la oportunidad porque ya Jesús va saliendo para ir a la casa de Jairo.
And she didn't have that chance because Jesus is already going with Jairus to his house.
Y lo que hace ella, dice, lo que voy a hacer es que si por lo menos toco el borde del manto de su ropa.
And remember the story that all that she was thinking about, if I can just touch a piece of his cloak,
yo seré liberada, y eso hizo.
I'll be cleansed. And she did that.
Toca el manto de Jesús.
So she touched the garment of Jesus.
Y Jesús supo que de él salió poder para sanar.
And Jesus knew that from him power came out to heal somebody.
Jesús comienza a preguntar, ¿quién me ha tocado? Porque de mí salió poder.
Jesus began to ask, who touched me? Because power came from me.
Los discípulos pensaron que Jesús está medio loco.
The disciples, the disciples perhaps thought that Jesus was a little crazy here.
Cualquiera te está tocando en este lugar.
I mean, anybody could be touching you. You're going with a crowd.
Pero él dijo, alguien me ha tocado porque de mí salió poder para sanar a alguien.
But Jesus said, somebody touched me because from me power came out to heal somebody.
Y mientras Jairo está esperando para que Jesús siga con él, Jesús sigue ocupado.
So Jairo is still waiting for Jesus to continue with him, but Jesus now is busy around here.
¿No se ha visto usted en un estado de emergencia en un hospital así como Jairo?
Have you ever been to emergency room, perhaps like Jairus? Jairus, you're waiting.
Situaciones que su paciente necesita que el médico venga, pero el médico está ocupado.
You know that you whoever you brought to the ER, you need the doctor to see that person, but the doctor is busy.
Yo sé que si usted hubiera sido como Jairo, dijo, señor, deja esa señora tranquila ya que yo te invité primero.
I know, perhaps if you would have been like Jairus, you would say, Lord, I came to you first. Leave her alone there.
Pero Jesús no. Jesús siguió atendiendo y Jairo se queda como comiéndose ahí a ver si termina.
Well, Jesus continued dealing with the situation with a woman and perhaps Jairus is going like, man, when is that going to end?
Y viendo a Jairo así, yo entiendo que Jairo es un candidato de lo que espera.
And just paying attention, looking at Jairus, I understand that he's one of those candidates that understand what waiting it's all about.
Porque un caso de gravedad, como era el caso de su hija que estaba a punto de morir, lo más que decía para alguien, dile que yo lo espero en la casa.
Knowing that he's dealing with a severe case, my daughter is about to die, and Jesus can resolve it, but now he's detained. And you know, and perhaps some people could have said, like, you know what, like, tell Jesus to go with you.
Pero él entendió que el que sana es Jesús, no él. Por eso voy a esperarlo a él.
But Jairus understood that the one who heals is Jesus, therefore, I'm just going to wait for him.
Y ahí se mantuvo esperando, esperando, hasta que finalmente, ya cuando Jesús termina con el caso.
So Jairus continued waiting and waiting until Jesus is done dealing with the woman.
Le llega una noticia a Jairus.
A bad news came to Jairus.
Ya no traiga maestro, ya la niña murió.
Don't bother Jesus anymore. Your daughter is dead.
Jesús lo sabe y le dice, ten calma, ella será salva.
Jesus knew that. He says, be at peace, she'll be okay.
Cualquiera sale corriendo con esa noticia y deja al maestro.
Anybody of us, any one of us, when we hear the news, hey, she's dead, you probably forget about Jesus and you just take off running toward your house.
La niña se ha muerto. Pero el que puede salvar le dijo, ten calma.
He got the news, your daughter is dead, but the one who can save her says, be cool, be okay.
Por tanto, siguió esperando en él.
So he continued waiting on Jesus.
Cualquiera de nosotros se va.
Many of us would just leave right there.
Solo con pensar la dificultad que podía tener Jairo con su esposa.
I mean, just think about the difficulty that he would have with his wife.
Tal vez la esposa no tenía la capacidad de esperar que Jairo.
Maybe she didn't have the capability to wait like Jairus did.
Esperaba Jairo, tal vez puede decirme cómo es posible que te vaya a buscar a alguien viendo que la niña se está muriendo.
I mean, think about that scenario. Perhaps, I mean, who knows? The wife could have said, "How is it possible that you will abandon me with my sick child to go get somebody that you don't even know you can bring with you?"
Me parece mucho Jairo, como dijo Jod, yo sigo esperando en Dios, aunque eso me produzca la muerte.
I'm reminded, just when I think about Jairus, what Job said, I will continue to wait on the Lord until I go down to the grave.
Jairo esperó pacientemente hasta que llegó Jesús y la niña volvió a la vida.
So he waited patiently until Jesus went to his house, and we know the story that he resurrected his daughter.
Si nosotros no nos desesperáramos, viéramos a Dios obrando en nuestra vida.
If we do not panic and despair, we will see God work a lot in our lives.
Mucha gente a veces porque alguien lo está molestando, quieren actuar con su propia mano.
A lot of times people, because somebody's bothering them, they want to act with their own hands.
Si alguien te mira mal, tú vas a comenzar a pagarle mirando mal también.
If somebody looks at you in an ugly way, you also want to look at them in the ugly way.
Pero lo que esperan en Dios, están esperando que la venganza es del Señor.
But those who wait on the Lord are waiting because the Lord says, vengeance is mine.
Por eso al que me está mirando mal, le voy a dar buena cara.
That's why the one that's looking at me ugly, I'm going to look at you nicely.
Si practica eso, tú vas a ver la gloria de Dios sobrando en tu vida.
If we practice that, we see the glory of God working in our lives.
Y va a ver a Dios sobrando, cambiando a los enemigos para que sean amigos tuyos.
And you're going to see God working to the point that he will change the enemies and they're going to become your friends.
Nosotros no sabemos tomar venganza y que nos vaya bien.
We don't know how to take vengeance successfully.
El único que toma venganza bien a favor de nosotros es Dios.
The only one that can do a very good job bringing vengeance is God.
Imagínate que te enfrenta a tu enemigo, te habla duro, tú le hablas duro también.
I mean, imagine when you're facing your enemy and you come really at him or her like with loudness, but then he or she comes back at you with loudness too.
Sin embargo, si vamos a las escrituras, te vas a dar cuenta que lo que quita la ira del que te está enfrentando es la palabra suave.
And when we go to scripture, we know that the thing that takes away the wrath and the anger is a gentle response.
La blanda respuesta baja la ira.
The gentle response takes away the wrath.
Por eso que cuando alguien está contra ti, dale lugar a Dios que resuelva eso.
That's why when somebody's against you, give that scenario to God. He will resolve.
Y sigue viviendo para Dios.
And keep on living for God.
Sigue honrando a Dios con lo que tienes.
Keep on being faithful to God with what you have.
Con tus habilidades.
With your abilities.
Con los dones.
With your gifts.
Toda tu fuerza.
All your strength.
Úsala para Dios.
Use that for God. And he's going to bring you enemies that were against you. Now they're going to back you up. And if they don't change, God's able to take him away. But what I want you guys to understand, God resolves. He comes and brings results to whatever situation we have.
En el año 2021, yo pienso si el Señor lo permite cumplir 50 años de servicio a Dios.
In 2021, God willing, I will have 50 years of Christian ministry and service to the Lord. I've seen big things and small things in this life we call a journey.
He visto cuadros en mi vida pastoral que son escalofriantes.
I've seen scenarios, you know, as a pastor, that you know, sometimes they give you goosebumps.
Hace 15 años recibí una llamada telefónica a mi casa como a las 11 de la mañana.
15 years ago, I got a phone call at home, like about 11 a.m.
El hijo de una señora llama diciendo, pastor, por favor, venga corriendo, que mi papi quiere matar a mami.
The son of a couple came to look for my dad. I said, please come quickly because my dad wants to kill my mom.
Y cuando yo salgo corriendo, porque es una hermana que tiene, vive con un hombre que no es cristiano.
So my dad, I go to the place and it's a sister from the church that lives with a man that doesn't go to church. He's not a believer.
Cuando yo veo la situación,
when I see the situation,
no hay manera como de ayudar.
It seems that there's no way that I can help here.
Okay, la puerta central está abierta, pero hay una reja de hierro. So, y tiene la señora cogida por el cuello, obligándola a buscar un revólver para matarlo con ella.
So I go over there. You have to go through two doors to get to the house. I go to the house, and he has his wife grabbed by the collar to force her to go get a gun so that he can shoot her with a gun.
Yo dije, Señor, ¿qué puedo hacer yo?
And I asked, Lord, what can I do?
Solo tú puedes.
Only you can do something here.
Si llamo a 911,
if I call 911,
antes que lleguen, me va a matar.
Before they even arrive, he's going to shoot her.
Si pido ayuda a los vecinos que están al frente,
if I call the neighbors that are around here,
la va a matar antes que nosotros entremos.
He's going to kill her before we even enter the house.
Él dice, Pastor, yo no lo mandé a buscar a usted.
Then he said, Pastor, I didn't send for you. And then I said, yeah, but one of your sons came and told me about the situation that you have right now. And it doesn't matter what I had to tell her. He was grabbing her by the neck and said, you go, because I'm still going to kill her anyways.
Ella tiene que buscarme un revólver que me escondió porque con él yo la voy a matar como quiera, pero es con ese que la quiero.
She has to find the gun, and she hid that gun from me, and she got to find it so I can shoot her with it.
Hombre tremendamente airado.
So this man was, he was nuts.
Pastor, si usted quiere ayudar en esto, vaya.
Then he said, Pastor, if you want to help with this, leave. And I asked, what am I going to do, God, in this situation?
Pero ¿qué puedo hacer estando la puerta de hierro cerrada?
What can I do? Well, I mean, the gated gate is locked, it's closed.
Y trato entonces de obedecer a su ordenanza. Dice, yo lo llamo en 10 minutos.
So I tried to obey what he told me. And then, okay, I leave. And then he said to me, I call you in 10 minutes.
Yo fui a mi casa prácticamente como en el charco de la desesperación.
I went home practically like in the bottom of the pit, desperation.
Presentía como oír el tiro cuando matara a la señora.
I went home just thinking, any moment I'm going to hear the shot.
Dije a mi esposa y a los niños que estaban ahí, que no tenían clase, por favor, tírense a orar a ver qué pasa, porque en 10 minutos, si él no llama, yo como quiera voy para allá.
And I told my wife and the kids over there, please pray, because in 10 minutes, if he doesn't call me, I'm going to still go.
Finalmente, sonó el teléfono.
Finally, the phone rang.
El hijo dice, papi dice que ven.
And his son told me, my dad said, come.
Llego a la casa y él abre la puerta.
So I get to the house, so he opens the door.
Ahora usted es pastor de esta familia.
And then he said to me, Pastor, now you are a pastor of this family.
Ahora que yo sé que usted es un pastor.
Now I know that you are a true pastor.
La mayoría por menos de ahí se van.
The majority, for less issue than this, they would just run away.
Pero entre y asístanos con su consejo.
So come in and give us the advice you need to give us.
30 días después, ese hombre fue bautizado.
A month later, that man was baptized. How could I do that, knowing that this is a risky situation? I could have lost my life too.
Pero el Señor que me ha dado la vida, yo tenía que mirarlo a él, no la vida que me dio.
But God, who gave me life, I had to look to Him, not necessarily the life He gave me.
Los conocimientos que tengo son de él, por lo tanto no puedo aferrarme a los conocimientos, sino al que me dio conocimiento.
Even the understanding, the knowledge that I have comes from the Lord, so I could not just hang on to all the knowledge and understanding that I have. I gotta give thanks and hang on to the one who gives me everything I have.
Si usted se detiene lentamente, como dice el salmista, a esperar en Dios.
If you stop and just patiently, like the psalmist write, you wait on the Lord.
Dios tendrá la mano suelta en su totalidad para darte tu ayuda.
God will have free hands, totally, to help you, to aid you.
En él,
trust in Him.
Y él hará,
and He will do
lo que con tu fuerza nunca ha podido hacer.
He will do what you could not do and could not have done with your own power. God bless you.